Zila, the missing side of me. When the ancient writer of Genesis 2:21 to 22 told of humanity's creation, he didn't say that God took a rib, he said that God took a tzila, a side. The same word tzila appears throughout Exodus to describe the sides of sacred structures, the walls that form a dwelling place for the divine presence. In contrast, 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20 refers to that same sacred structure as the temple, not a building made by human hands, but a divine structure where the Spirit of God himself resides, not a place we attend, but a place we embrace, an expression of divine grace and worship, where we honor our Creator with our bodies. In this light, both passages read like an act of holy architecture. God took one half of a living temple and built it anew, not less, not subordinate, but corresponding, equal, and whole. The story deepens when paired with Genesis 2:18. It is not good for man to be alone. This was never a statement about marriage only. It was a statement about the very nature of humanity itself. We were never meant to live in isolation, even when we imagine ourselves connected to the divine. There exists within the very soul of humankind a sacred longing for something more, for companionship, support, and meaningful relationship. Modern research confirms what Genesis has always whispered: prolonged loneliness damages the mind, the body, and the heart. Isolation is not only emotional, it is experiential. It contradicts the original design. And so, seeing humanity's condition of aloneness, God took one side of the human and reconstructed it into another expression of the same essence. Humanity became wholeness divided. Not a man missing a bone, but a being in search of reunion, in search of wholeness and completeness. Somewhere in that mystery of existence, the human story began, a story of longing, separation, and return to completeness. Colossians 2:10 reminds us that we are complete in him. We find our completeness in our return to our original designer. Every child I've ever met, from the psychiatric hospital to the hospice bedside, is searching for their missing side, especially where trauma exists. That search becomes more desperate. Trauma clouds and fractures the soul's sense of self. It disrupts the body, distorts perception, and wounds the heart's capacity to recognize its own divine image. People call this missing side by many names: love, belonging, gender, faith, family. But at the core, it is the same ache, the longing to be whole again, the need to know not just who we love, but who we truly are. We have often made the story about anatomy, but it is really about identity. The divine did not divide us to wound us, but to awaken us, to invite each person to discover that the side they are seeking may not lie in another person, but within themselves first. Only when we begin to see who we truly are can we recognize the other side, Selah, as part of our own completion. And so humanity wanders naming and misnaming the ache, calling it mental disorder, dysfunction, romance, ambition, addiction, or religion. But the whisper of Selah remains: you are not missing something small. You are remembering something vast. Recognize today that before you were ever manifested on this planet, your Creator had you in mind. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, you were known, shaped, loved, and called by name. So today, may the light of your Creator shine upon you, not to expose your wounds, but to awaken your wonder. May it not cause you to shrink or hide, but to stand in the holy recognition that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, a living temple, radiant with divine architecture. And when you discover that truth, that zeal within you, you will begin to understand the true origin and purpose of life, to remember what you have always been, whole, beloved, and known. Reflection companion: remembering the missing side, scripture meditation. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the human, and he took one of the sides, Zila, and built it into another being. Genesis 2:21 to 22, literal rendering. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Jeremiah 1-5, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139-14, and you are complete in him who is the head over all rulers and powers. Colossians 2:10, silent reflection. Take a few deep breaths. Let the phrase wholeness divided rest within you. Feel the sacred rhythm between your inhale and exhale, the rhythm of giving and receiving. In that stillness, imagine the breath of your Creator moving through you, reconnecting every divided part, restoring what trauma, confusion, and fear have fractured. In the silence, listen for the whisper of Tzela. You are not missing something small. You are remembering something vast. Remain here for a while. Let the awareness of divine design calm the restlessness that seeks completion outside of you. Let the presence remind you, you are a living temple, whole, even as you unfold. 1. What part of me feels divided or missing right now? 2. How have I sought completion through others, achievements, or identities rather than discovering wholeness within? 3. What might it mean for me to see myself as a dwelling place, a sacred structure built by divine design? 4. How does the phrase, "you are remembering something vast," reshape my understanding of who I am and what I long for? 5. Who in my life may also be searching for their missing side, and how might I meet them with compassion rather than judgment, prayer or blessing? Creator of sides and souls, architect of all that is whole, help me remember who I am. Awaken in me what has long slept. Heal the fractures that have distorted my reflection, and teach me to see both myself and others as parts of your living temple. May I find within what I have sought without, and may the remembrance of Chela restore me to peace.